What a top night. This is going to be a fucking beauty tonight. And I've already said the C word. Coon. Now I've got to tell you, see, nearly all of the good Aboriginal jokes I get direct from me mate Nigel, and I was talking about Nigel. Okay.
Nigel!
Fucking legend! Fucking legend, too, right is. Nigel was a tribal elder from the Cracatinny tribe. His name was Nunga Nunga something, but we just called him Nige. Nigel!
Fucking legend!
Mate of mine, we grew up together, little kids, and we started school together. In fact, our first 2 years were done on School of the Air. And after that, I moved into town and had to live with my grandparents while I went to a proper school. I went to a convent. It's a fucking worry, isn't it? I'm actually the end product of a Catholic education. I went from the convent to the Christian Brothers. Imagine that, eh? Show and tell to show and feel. I'm suing the bastards too, because none of them fucking priests ever touch me. That's fucking discrimination, I reckon. Us ugly kids missed out on all the good fun. Hey, mate. That's true. There were three of us started school. We came in from School of the Air. The first 2 years we were done on School of the Air. Then myself and a kid called Michael Cook and my mate Nigel Nunga Nungastein, right? Fucking funny name, isn't it? Nunga Nungastein, sort of half Aboriginal, half Jewish. His family owned a whole fucking chain of empty stores, right? But don't ever level it at me because I'm racist. I'm not racist at all. Some of the funniest Aboriginal jokes I get direct from fucking Nigel. He tells them they're piss funny, all right? I tell the same joke and it's fucking racist. But I do, seriously, I get them all from Nigel. Like he said to me recently, he said, "Hey, Kevin, do you know why my people don't get AIDS?" I said, "Why is that, Nigel?" He said, "Because the fucking government won't give it to us, eh?" But I remember the three of us starting school, myself, Michael Cook and little Nige, right, and this nun came, and you ever been to a Catholic school as a little bloke? It's fucking frightening. I mean, seriously, because I'd never seen a nun before. It'd all been done on School of the Air, and all of a sudden there's this fucking nun standing on the veranda, and I shit myself, you know? This Sheila dressed somewhere between Darth Vader and fucking Zorro. And then she wheels us into the fucking music room. She said, "Now you three boys from School of the Air, we're going to see how much music you've learned on School of the Air." So she took us in and she's pounding away on old McDonald's farm. She said, "Righto, Kevin, you've got an older brother, you should know this song." And I did. She said, "You can be our first animal. What animal would you like to be on our farm?" I said, "Oh, well, I can be a chook." She said, "All right, will you make the noise of a chook?" So I jumped up. With the buck buck here and the buck buck there, here the buck there, the buck everywhere, the buck buck. Very good, Kevin. Now, Michael, what animal would you like to be? Mick said, "Oh, I can be a sheep." She said, "All right, will you make the noise of a sheep?" So Mick jumped up and says, "Okay, you Kiwis, form a fucking queue behind me there. There we go." I just made that bit up. Mick said, "I can be a sheep." So he jumped up. With a bar-bar here and a bar-bar there, here a bar, there a bar, everywhere a bar-bar. Very good, Michael. Now our little coloured cousin Nigel. What animal would you like to be? Nigel said, "Oh, well, I can be a pig." She said, "All right, will you make the noise of a pig?" So Nigel jumped up and says, "Okay, you black bastards, out of the car, stick your fucking hands on the roof, spread your fucking legs.